the second Mishnah in the second Perek of Kiddushin continues, Hiskachili bekozeh shel yayin. If a man says to a woman that you should be betrothed to me with this cup of wine, v'nimta shel dvash, and it was found that the cup was really full of honey, or if the man said with this cup of honey, v'nimta shel yayin, and it was really a cup of wine, or if the man tried to be betrothed her, bedinar zeh shel kesef, with a dinar, a certain amount of bronze, v'nimta shel zav, and it was found that it was really gold in his hand. V'shel zav, he tried to betroth her with gold, v'nimta shel kesef, and it was really found to be bronze. Amanash ani ashir, if he says, marry me on condition that I am rich, v'nimta ani, and he's found that he's really poor. Ani v'nimta ashir, if he says, marry me on condition that I am poor, v'nimta ashir, and he's found that he's really rich. In Megadesh, the Mishnah says that it doesn't work because the condition was really not true. Rabbi Shimon Omer im hital lishvach Megadeshes. Rabbi Shimon says if the mistake that was made was to the benefit of the woman, meaning that if he said he was, let's say, poor and it was really found that he was rich, or if it was honey and now it's really wine, or if it was kasef, bronze, and now it's really, and it is found that it's really gold, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that it would still be Mikudeshes. Mishnah, the third Mishnah Gimel continues, Amanasha ni Kohen, if the man says on condition that I am a Kohen, v'nimtza Levi, and it's found that he's really a Levi. Levi v'nimtza Kohen, if the, vice versa, if he says that he's a Levi and it is found that he is a Kohen. Nasin v'nimtza Mamzer, if he says that he is a Nasin, and he's really found to be a mamzer. Mamzer v'nimsa nasin. If he says on condition that he is a mamzer, and it turns out that he's really nasin. Ben ir v'nimsa ben krach. If he says on condition that he lives in a city and he really lives in a village, or ben krach v'nimsa ben ir. If he says that he is a person who lives in a village and it's found that he lives in a city. Amnash shebesi karov lemerchat. On condition that his house is close to the bathhouse, v'nimtza rachok, and it's found that his house is really far from the bathhouse. Rachok v'nimtza karov, if he says that it's on condition that his house is far, and it turns out that his house is actually close to the bathhouse. Amanash yeshli bas o shivcha gadelis v'einlo, on condition that he says that he has a daughter or a maidservant that is over the age of 12 and a half, grown up. V'ainlo, and it's found that he really doesn't have it. Oh, almanash ainli v'yeshlo. Or if he says on condition that he does not have a daughter or a maidservant that is considered of adult age, v'yeshlo, and it's found that he really does have. Or if he says almanash ainli banim v'yeshlo. If he says on condition that he doesn't have any sons, and then it's found that he does have sons. Oh, almanash yeshlo. Or if he says on condition that he does have sons, v'ainlo, and then it's found that he doesn't. Uvekulam afal pisha amra. In all these cases, afal pisha amra, even though she says bilibi haya lihiskadesh lo afal pikin, even I said in my heart when he originally stipulated the condition that I'm going to marry him with regardless of this condition, even though, so she's saying that now that at the time that she accepted the kiddushin, she had accepted it in her heart that she was going to marry him regardless of the condition, still in a mikudeshes. And really the reason is why, because dvarim shebelev in a dvarim, something that a person says in their heart, if they only think it, that's not considered dvarim, and therefore we only go by the condition that he made. V'chein, the Mishnah ends, v'chein hi shehitatu. So too, if she made a condition, if she says that she was the daughter of a Levi, or the daughter of a Kohen, and then it is found that she is not so, then as well, in the Mikudeshes, the Kiddushin would not be valid.